The following Dharma talk was recorded in May 2014 in Excelsior Spring, Missouri. It is one of 21 recordings from the retreat called Insight Dialogue, taught by Gregory Kramer. The retreat was sponsored by Mid-America Dharma. If you like this recording, you can find more talks at www.midamericadharma.org. For questions, we welcome your emails sent to info@midamericadharma.org. Gregory Kramer is the founder and guiding teacher of Metta Programs and has been teaching insight meditation since 1980. He developed the practice of insight dialogue and has been teaching it since 1995. Gregory is the author of numerous books. Find out more at www.metta.org.
As you're sitting now, this is a pause, and just naming it that way is another way of just saying, right now, we're noticing what's going on. We're noticing that perhaps the simplicity of this sitting form just makes itself known. Just to remember, it's just a quick turning, a kind of a stepping out of a trance. That's all. You might notice that thoughts sometimes run through the mind. This is completely natural. The brain is constructed to make thoughts. But for just now, in noticing, you don't fall into the thinking, because there's this pause of remembering. All right, I can just notice. Just as I notice the body sitting, there's also noticing that the mind is active in one way or another, perhaps active with hearing this voice. Active with an inquiry. What is awareness? Without saying the words, it's just sort of there. What is this experience right now? Something like that. And I'm inviting you to really notice what it is like to be in this remembering, to be in this pause. What's it like to be mindful right now? With the utmost simplicity, what's it actually like? Not something you may have learned about mindfulness and maybe had some depth of practice, but just the simplicity of here and now. What's this like? What's the texture, the flavor of it? This quality of sati, of remembering, of mindfulness. It's never more than one thought away. When you pause, there may be a sort of a home base for you, especially as you begin practice, that can be very helpful. The body, very reliable, just because sensation only occurs here and now. And that's how we know there's a body here. We feel it. Check that out for yourself. See where the past or future is when you just touch the body now. And this now, this immediacy, is what's recollected, noticed in the pause. So be generous with yourself in offering yourself this meditation instruction. Because when we enter into interpersonal practice, it's somewhat more complex than sitting here quietly. Notice the simplicity of sitting here quietly. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, nothing to get. No complex language, no other person. Just this, just sitting here. And there's mindfulness. When we actually go to speak, or when someone else is speaking, just as I'm speaking now, there's this complexity, words. And the pause when you're listening is the same remembering, it's just this. Perhaps it helps to remember, here's the body. Pause. It may be when you pause while you're speaking that you come home to the body, and perhaps what you were saying evaporates. It didn't have so much strength. Perhaps it persists and you continue. In meditation, there's no social norms you have to maintain. You're just practicing, waking up. When someone speaks, you don't have to take care of them, as it were, other than the natural responses of the compassionate body-mind. Sometimes a smile arises, or sometimes a feeling of concern may show on the face, but there's no social obligation. I have to make sure this person really knows I'm listening. It's just a natural being here. When the eyes are open and you have this complexity of this other person in front of you, perhaps there's a movement of the mind, of the heart, a kind of a hunger for the pleasure of drinking this person in, or perhaps a recoiling, a fear of, oh my God, they're looking at me, this is too much. These are natural responses as well when there's desire or aversion. And this is just known by mindfulness. And we come home, and it's like this. The eyes are open. The other person's speaking, or perhaps you're speaking. And what's next? What is known by the mind? No prescribed behaviors. You should look this way, or you should look away, or you should have your eyes closed. You should gaze meaningfully, or something like that. Just meditation. Just like this. The body is sitting. Right now there's listening to these words. Perhaps there's bodily sensations, or you're seeing something. It's all fine. Just like this right now. So now to enter into the listening and speaking practice, for the last moment of silence now, touch again what it's like in the simplicity of sitting quietly to notice what's present here and now, for there to be sati, mindfulness. What's it feel like? What's the mind like? What's the body like? And you can explore invoking this when you pause. So when I ring the bell, the first speaker is invited to speak with their practice of pause. And the contemplation is going to simply be noticing what is seen, what is heard, what is sensed with the body. And this will help you just rest real simply in the moment. It's not a complex contemplation, but it does call us into the here and now. And speaking is actually a fairly complex act, and listening is a fairly complex act. So good to just practice mindfulness now. What is seen, what is heard, what is sensed with the body. Practicing with the pause as you listen and as you speak. Pause. And just noticing as the mindfulness rests internally right now. The simplicity of the body sitting. Is there anything in between awareness and the body? Is the body distant? And settling into the moment as you prepare to have a new speaker, a new listener. really refine this sense of the pause, the immediacy of experience. And once again, the reflection is what is seen, what is heard, what is sensed in the body. And as you listen, and as you speak, support yourself with the pause, coming home. To again notice the simplicity of the mindfulness internally established, silent, and whatever you're aware of, even if there's, say, residue from the talking or the listening, or there's something going on in the body or some thought that won't go away. This is just known. And the simplicity, directness of it. The immediacy of experience. So as I invite us into insight dialogue without the form of taking turns or any such thing, you're invited in each pause really inquire into this immediacy. Maybe you notice it, maybe you don't. But if you're noticing that it's not there, you're still noticing. So the mindfulness, the practice is very good right then.